kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. I stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned.
Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of See You Next Tuesday with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is on the line.
I'll see you this Tuesday, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, that doesn't work as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll see you today?
Yeah, well, that...
I see you, baby, shaking that ass.
Well, you know, like, See You Next Tuesday is supposed to be a nice way of saying cunt. And if there's anything that we here at the Asymmetric staff are always looking for, it's a nice way to say cunt. So
yeah, huh. I did not realize that about See You Next Tuesday.
It's you know, I enjoyed you having respect for me these past couple of years, but I have to tell you that that's a Sex and the City thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
And that I'm aware enough of Sex and the City to know that. Anyway, but, you know.
I feel like I've watched maybe 2 episodes of Sex and the City.
Oh, you know what's annoying?
We had a long discussion with Deb the other day about what order we would put them in to have sex with.
Huh.
Everybody had a different order. Some of them it was like, you know, it's like what order to take your foul-tasting medicines in.
Right. There's really only one of the 4 that I would call conventionally attractive.
That's the brunette.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page here.
And that's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Also, yeah.
Also, yeah. I'm San a Francisco combination ahead. Horse and witch.
Yeah. So, it's fucking zero energy day today. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if it's some sort of contagion that apparently spread from Minnesota to here. I don't know what's going on. I slept late, I got up and did nothing, then I ate a hamburger, and then I took a nap.
Well, that strict a regimen of laziness can leave you feeling a little bit fatigued, though. I speak from experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get any coffee this morning. Well, I didn't actually see this morning. I got past noon, which like never happens to me anymore. Yeah. It's all gloomy. There's no Rainbow Pride parades or anything going on.
Is that kind of, that the like hard to tell what time of day it is? Gloomy, where you can't really see where the sun is, and it's just kind of hazy all day.
Yeah, there's just the diffuse hazy gray, and I look around and leaves are brown, and there's a patch of snow on the ground. It's not actually a patch of snow; it's actually a bunch of turds.
Uh huh. Do you think that there's was a lot the original of shit lyric
in the city? Like a lot of shit. It's weird. I don't understand why that would happen. You know.
Yeah,
I've been in New York.
You think about San Francisco as somebody, as people who would be, you would think, really cognizant of that, and
slower and slower over the last few days. I don't know if it's because I keep putting up these unmanned netbook drones to download more and more porn for me,
right?
But yeah, it's problematic. You know, so San Francisco, I feel like, has some things in common with New York. That, like, there are just tons of, like, really beautiful women walking around all over the place, and there are, like, you know, a lot of, like, there's this big cross-section. There's, like, you know, dot-com billionaires, and there's hobos, and they're all walking around on the same sidewalks, and the dot-com billionaires don't care where their dog shit, and the hobos don't care where their turds land.
Right.
There are a lot more crazy people here than there are in New York, and I think that's because, like, you don't hear about what assholes San Francisco cops are to crazy hobos, right?
Right.
So, in a way, you know, it means it's a lot friendlier. Like, I would much rather, if I were going to be walking down the streets of a city smoking a joint, I would rather it be here than there, because I would rather think that I would get, you know, like, given a high five by the police rather than given a boot to the back of the knee and then a blackjack to the face. But yeah. Crazy people just pooping everywhere. And, like, on trash day, just, you know, moving from trash can, fishing redeemable things out of them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're enterprising. We went to the Alcatraz. That was pretty cool.
The Alcatraz? I didn't get over there when we went. We went on the bay tour, which was kind of cool. So there
was,
like,
it in Master Bay?
The bait tour? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you really should go on the walking tour with Christina.
Yeah. Does she tell you where all the monuments and landmarks are?
No, she tells you, like, which alley the prostitute got murdered in, and it's like a history of the city, and the history of the city is mostly written in blood and hookers.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool. We climbed up a whole lot of steps and visited a Quay Tower.
Oh, the Quay Tower? Quay Tower?
Yeah, it was a Quay Tower. I don't know what the fuck. It was on Telegram Hill. Telegram Hill. Television. It was on Microwave Ridge. Telegraph Hill.
Right.
Yeah.
So if anybody hasn't noticed, Jake's in San Francisco.
Alcatraz was cool. But, you know, there was an audio tour. It was like a thing where, you know, you put on some headphones and then play a thing, and then it's like all, like telling you about stuff and telling you where to go. And it was actually really good. It was, like, the one time that I've actually had a positive experience with the, like, audio tour component of a landmark. Because it was, like, a bunch of inmates, former inmates. I think it was recorded in the 60s. It was a bunch of former inmates and a bunch of former guards and stuff.
Huh. That would be really interesting.
Well, it doesn't really make sense that it was recorded in the 60s. I don't know why I think it was recorded in the 60s.
I don't have a really clear picture, I guess, of when when Alcatraz closed down, I guess.
I believe that it was in the early 60s that it closed down, but I don't know. It's a neat place, though. It's like there's whole sections of the island that are like old housing that's been kind of knocked over and then is in the process of just being completely reclaimed by foliage. And so it's like this really sort of like, you know, there aren't a lot of ruins in America, and it's really kind of like haunting. You know, I'd get gayer and gayer by the minute that I spent here. The ruins were haunting, like the lyrics of a Judy Garland song.
Yeah.
I never understood why the gays like Judy Garland so much.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused about all of the, like, straight female performers that gay men are into. Like, I guess...
Like Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. You know, Jess was asking me today if I thought you had heard of Lady Gaga, and I was like, yeah, probably not. I mean, he hasn't heard of John Mayer. He's not gonna... It's not like he's listening to Top 40 radio.
No, you know, like... I feel like, at least given what I know, you know, based on like reading the Wikipedia article about Lady Gaga, she at least has a career trajectory that I have some respect for. And the music that I've heard is not like super awesome, but I really like that video, the one where it's like "Whores for Sale,"
where she's all Gaga.
Bad Romance.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, it's like catchy enough, you know. It's not like a terrible song. It's not like, you know.
I kind of think
like go ahead.
I kind of think she's like an art student doing like a performance piece about Britney Spears, kind of.
Yeah, it's like doing a project on what it's like to be a top 40 recording artist in the U.S.
Like, she's got a decent voice. She's, like, the songs that she writes are catchy as fuck. Like, I don't know how to argue whether they're good or not, but they certainly will stick in your head for days and days. And then she's just interesting. Like, shows up on the MTV Awards and does a performance where zombies swarm the stage and eat her alive while she's singing. You know, like, that's cool. That's like a little art project.
Yeah. It's like back when Michael Jackson was cool.
Yeah. When was that?
Like, kind of seriously. Like, right? Like, but I mean, like, in the 80s, Michael Jackson was like, whoa, check out what he's doing now.
Yeah.
That's awesome, you know? Like, so maybe she'll end up raping children.
We can only hope.
Yeah. And she's hot, too, so that helps.
Yeah, she's one of those...
But so it's like, she's got a big gay fan base because she sort of grew up... Like her career trajectory started in places that had a big gay contingent, and she just liked them, and they liked her, and so now I feel like she's just like waving her flag for them, you know.
I'm thinking like performers that are basically female drag queens almost. So you know that kind of like a whole lot of makeup and kind of over the top singing, like Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland, and Dolly Parton, yeah, you know, and Cyndi Lauper. I can kind of understand that. Not that I can understand anything that a gay man would think. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to open this beer, and it'll probably be loud.
The Bad Romance video was good too, and I can't like it's weird because I don't know what happened to me that I can suddenly see something and think, "Wow, the costumes in this are really cool." Because that is like never an impulse that I ever had about anything, ever. You know, I mean, it's just like not anything that I ever cared about even a little bit, but like. It's, I don't know, it was just kind of neat, because there's oh, well, there's anime version of this girl, and here's, like, librarian version of this girl. I mean, maybe it's just because I dig chicks.
I like that they, the thing where they give her the crazy big eyes, like the alien from Star Trek, and I like the cape, the bearskin cape that's just a bearskin rug, the bear's head kind of dragging on the floor.
And a good a good sized wheel of boar's head cheese,
right? And I like
everything was white. Maybe that's why I liked it, because everything was white, and I hate things that aren't white.
And by things, do you mean people?
Yeah, people and any sort of power that isn't white.
Huh.
Sorry, this room is about to get really loud, and for that I apologize. I can't help it. There's only one room in this apartment that has, like, a heat.
And a single heat.
Yeah. That was all we had for the whole winter, was a single heat, and we all had to stand around it and share. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. Been going nuts. We're going to LucasArts for lunch on tomorrow, and we get to look at some cubicles. You know, they said when you and I were at the first PAX and you got us invited to like Nintendo's offices, they were like, you know, it's not much to look at, it's just a bunch of cubicles, but we were like, fuck that, we're excited anyway. And you know, it was just a bunch of cubicles, but it was still pretty fucking exciting.
Yeah, it was a bunch of cubicles of people who work for Nintendo. And yeah. We got to go to the Nintendo like employee store, and that was cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I'm kind of looking forward to going to LucasArts and seeing where that magic happens. Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if they had a couple of rooms like, here's where the magic happens, and then here's where the suck happens.
Right. Here's where George comes in and ruins things from time to time.
Here's where Lego Star Wars is made, and here's where the prequels were made.
I don't think that LucasArts did either of those things, actually. Lego Star Wars was that British company that I don't remember what it was. We went to a talk by the guy that worked for them, and he was like talking about Lego Batman. You know what I watched the other day was the footage, actually, and by the other day I mean about an hour ago, was the footage on Rock Paper Shotgun from CES about the Lego MMO, and it looks pretty fucking cool. It like really looks just like a big sprawling multiplayer version of the Lego Star Wars style of gameplay.
That is kind of interesting.
There were all kinds of people in the comments talking smack about it, but it was like, it was weird. One of Hot Stuff's friends from high school was apparently like in the lead creative team on it for a while before he left NetDevil in Denver, which is the company that's making it. And I'd like to get the chance to talk to him about it at some point, but it's I don't know, it looks pretty cool.
I'm actually excited about the Lego Harry Potter stuff.
Say again?
I'm actually excited about the Lego Harry Potter stuff. I can't deny that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're doing, it's like the first three books or something as one game, and then the second, yeah. Something like that, but
I did not know that was a thing. I'm a hell of a lot more excited about that than I am about Lego Batman or Lego Indiana Jones. Because the fact that you're using magic gives you a context for, like, you know, telekinetically moving bricks around, which is what made Star Wars cool.
Right.
They should do a Lego Star Trek.
Yeah, which Star Trek do you think? The sexy new Star Trek or the,
Oh, not the new one. Like, Lego Star Trek The Next Generation. I want a Worf minifig. yeah, man, I would totally buy, you know, like a $500 original Enterprise set that was like the size of that Millennium Falcon set. I wonder why they don't license that.
I wonder, I'll bet the demand's not there. Which is kind of sad, like, the fact that the Star Trek experience got taken down because nobody cares about Star Trek or Star Trek The Next Generation anymore.
Yeah.
That was depressing.
Yeah, it does. That's depressing. Yes, it does.
That's depressing. Yes, it does.
What's weird is that it seems to be... there seems to be at least... I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining this, but I feel like I'm seeing Star Trek The Next Generation all over the place now. And I don't know if it is because the time at which the DVD set got cheap enough that I was willing to buy it was also a point at which it got cheap enough that a lot of other people were willing to buy it.
Yeah.
And you know, people because I got it, the Pretentious Artist borrowed it and watched them all, and so like, you know, I've just been thinking and talking about Star Trek The Next Generation a lot. There's that awesome Happy in Paraguay video, which anybody who hasn't seen it, do a YouTube search for Happy in Paraguay, NSFW motherfucker, and I will see you next Tuesday if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I wonder if the Star Trek experience had been able to hold out for just a little bit longer, if there would have been a resurgence of interest in it.
You'd think.
I thought it was cool. I went through it like three times in my life, and I'm really super glad that I did.
Yeah, I'm glad that I saw it twice. Yeah, that's, you'd think that they would have known that the movie was greenlit at that point. To go, hey, wait, Star Trek is going to be back, and it's probably going to be really popular, because the guy who's doing Lost is going to do it.
It saddens me that, you know, of the number of things that are still in Vegas after 50 years of being irrelevant, like, even if it wasn't really making much money, even if it was just kind of a joke, you know, I wonder how much it cost to operate. I wonder if it was just super unprofitable for the Hilton.
Yeah. It's a shame. Just, I wish if they had to take the ride down, sure, but just to keep the bar, man. Because that was
awesome. What are they going to do with all those awesome dishes?
I hope they put
like the big fishbowl with metal harness for the warp core breach.
I remember we had thought like we should buy some of those dishes, and me and Aaron and Jess all kind of set a price in our head. Like, I think this dish is worth X. They will probably charge Y, and if they charge more than Y, we don't want it. And we were all low by at least $25.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, how much was it? I would expect that they would probably sell one of those things for, like, $40.
I think it was closer to $75.
Wow.
Yeah.
$75 for a fishbowl.
Yep, but it was a fishbowl on a little pewter base.
Pewter base? I hardly know her.
Pewter base. I belong to us.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We got some Twitter questions.
I gotta
say, Geo wrote in. Say what? Huh?
Before you start, I gotta say that I'm glad that in our the Valentine hearts that you kept my first base, second base, all your base.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just because
the
I'm
only
funny.
Thing there was only one. There was one thing that I think got rejected for being too vulgar.
Do you remember which one?
I don't know. I think it was like nice tits, maybe, or because there was also, look, there was like that one that was like, you know, I heart your boob, like with the ASCII art boobs that made it in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was riff. I can't claim that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't do any of them. Hot Stuff got tired of waiting for me to put in my 10 suggestions or whatever, so he just went ahead without me, which is fine. I don't like stuff like that. Stupid hearts, love, and romance. Man, I always forget. I never really, like, you know, there was something that happened so long ago, and I forgot how good of a job you did writing Valentine's that you wrote. Like, those are just super awesome. It was very difficult for me to pick my 8 favorites, because really, there were at least 9 that were my favorite.
Aww. Thank you.
The Geo says, chance of more mall storekeeper artwork? I don't know. You know, we added a bunch of them. I don't know if people have suggestions for things for like, you know, people that they'd like to have as mall store keepers, then, you know, doesn't take much to add those. Tom Smizzle says, Jake, did you hear that season 3 of Forum Wars comes out on the 20th? Are you going to get it? I can't remember if you liked season 2 or not. Yeah, I liked season 2 well enough. I you know, I played through it, and then it got me back into the game for like a little while, you know? I expect that I will buy season 3 when it comes out. I don't know if I still have enough of the brownie points or whatever it takes to unlock it, or if that's even how it works. Yeah, but yeah, you know, if I don't, because I think it was only like $10 or something, wasn't it, for the second season? I like to see what they do with it. I mean, because they're, you know, they definitely have some like strengths on axes that we don't have, and so it's like I feel like even if I didn't like the game, it would still be worth checking out just to like kind of keep an idea of where the state of the art is, right? Like. So, yeah, thank you for letting me know that the new season comes out on the 20th. Although I feel like I'd probably get an email or something. I don't know. I still talk to Evil Trout every once in a while. Something will come up. We'll share links with one another, like BFFs.
So speaking of Twitter, you should do a search for the hashtag @MovieMashup.
@MovieMashup?
I'm sorry, not at, just, you know, the hash and then movie mashup.
Okay.
Because I started posting them just for the hell of it, and people have joined in, and some of them are hilarious. Like,
how do you search Twitter?
In the search bar.
There's no search bar.
There's a little text box with a magnifying glass next to it.
Not on my Twitter, there's not.
No?
Oh, weird. No. Yeah, sure. Pound movie mashup.
Yep. So stuff like two Italian plumbers escape from a chain gang and go on an odyssey of sorts. Oh, Super Mario Brothers, where art thou?
Mm-hmm.
Five Vermont state troopers save their jobs and the human race from an insectoid alien menace. Super Starship Troopers. Yeah, these are... I'm having fun posting them and reading what everybody else is coming up with. So everybody who's listening should also
get into Twitter.
Play our game. What's wrong with the Twitter?
Tom Hanks leads a mission to retrieve Howard Stern from behind enemy lines and saving private parts. Yeah, okay. I guess this is what people do on the internet these days, huh?
It's fun.
I remember when you did something awful Photoshop Friday for things like this.
Right.
Jowlin links to a forum post that I can't load because the fucking internet is so slow in this place. Damn you, San Francisco!
Okay, so here's a guy whose entire livelihood is on the internet, who keeps traveling to places and staying that have shitty internet.
Yeah. I can't... You know, it wasn't shitty when I got here. Here's the problem. I get punched in the face by internet wherever I go.
Hmm.
When I'm at home, the internet at my house doesn't work right.
Huh.
You know, and it's not stopping me from working. It's not as bad as it was in New York, where I literally, like, couldn't run Skype, couldn't SSH to places. Like, it's fine. I just tried to load this thing earlier. Yeah, this is me saying a bunch of stuff that I was going to do, and then I was like, oh, I never did any of this because I'm a lazy asshole. I've got a whole bunch of notes that I pull out every couple of years about the Hidden Temple revamp. I'm at a point now where I want to make it a lot simpler than I had imagined making it. Yeah. Let's see. Wolfie says, how's next month's Mr. Store Ride? I'm going, man, I should work on that shit.
Hey, now we're...
We talked about it a little bit at our Friday meeting.
Yeah. We're not even halfway through the month, guys. Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah. It's only the 12th. RHH Ego says, Chick, do you still have that glow-in-the-dark bead thing of the certain martini guy I made? I would imagine that I do, yeah. We keep all of those in a handsome display case at the office. Like the several solid gold Ferraris that have been... really, I think they're all gold-plated toy Ferraris.
Hmm.
But still pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for somebody who's a jeweler to really step up and deliver the solid gold one.
Yeah, an actual solid gold Ferrari that runs on solid gold gasoline, and that with a trunk filled with the corpses of the solid gold dancers. Really, I'd prefer them alive. No disintegrations. Yeah, so that's what Twitter does for us in this modern era. Fell says, why does the word crate have a capital C in battered crimbo crate, but not in the dusty or sturdy versions? Well, the batter makes the C bigger.
Made the C look bigger. Exactly.
You know, like, if you had a tanker truck filled with pancake batter and you poured it into the ocean, that would make the C slightly larger.
It would.
What do you suppose would happen?
Gross,
like, pancakes. If you had a tanker truck filled with pancake batter and you like shot it with a bazooka in the summer in Arizona, the pancake batter would cook in the shape of an explosion, and then you would have like a giant porcupine shaped pancake.
Uh-huh.
That would rule.
Yeah, but where are you gonna get that much syrup, really?
Um,
not trying to piss on your candle. Well,
No, but I mean, okay, so like, I feel like if you are the kind of guy who can get a tanker truck filled with pancake batter, you can probably also get, a swimming pool filled with syrup.
True. Ah, God.
Come on, it'd be great. Now you just and then you'd get a bunch of like naked ladies in it.
You know, that is one thing that naked ladies can't even make better. Yeah, I could probably watch a naked woman eating sausage dipped in syrup, which is about the only way I could watch that. But even like, there's some album cover that's like a mostly naked woman covered in honey. And it just is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. I just imagine.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass whipped cream and other delights, which is a naked woman mostly covered in whipped cream.
See, that's not as bad. But just thinking about being covered in honey, dude, if somebody offered me $1 million to spend like half an hour covered in honey, I would probably do it, but I would have to think about it for a long time.
I don't believe you. I get how it's kind of, like, so you've never had a lady friend over for some fun with food.
No.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like an everyday kind of thing, but like, it's not like that gross.
When I get honey on my hand and my fingers stick together just a little bit, it freaks me out until I wash them.
Wow, that's weird.
Imagining that on the rest of my body is... I can't.
Yeah, it would just freak you out.
Yeah, it's no good.
Normally, being around a naked woman makes it impossible for you to have an erection, but in this case, being covered with honey would make it impossible for you to have an erection.
Right.
Bugger Off says, how do you spell Jell-O? R-E-L-I-E-F. I think I made that exact same joke last time. How do you spell Jell-O, Mr. Stillhead?
I spell it C-E-L-L-O.
Let's see. Dave DeVortex says, in major upcoming content drops, for example, the Nemesis, are there any rewards for being the first to solve a puzzle like there were with Rainbow Pearls? Not that I'm aware of. Nothing that's written so far in either the Nemesis stuff or the C stuff has anything like that. Although, no. There's nothing that's like unique to the first person that does it. Missing No says Wienors. Actually, Missing No wins our contest. It's a custom item for being the first person to realize that we wanted you to send Wienors as a chat PM to Radio Bugbear. And the reward is disabling your account.
Aren't we just going to give him that Wienors trophy that we've been sitting on?
Oh, yeah. you've been sitting on that Wienors trophy for a long time, Mr. Skullhead. Mojo Tech says, we still need some reason to take a specific familiar through the gash. How about making our favorite familiar guaranteed to get their familiar item in the cake arena? Jordan says, how about an item that lets you split the familiar XP you gain between your current one and one in your terrarium? Kind of like the XP share from Pokemon. Huh. I guess I can... Huh. Why? Have you played enough Pokemon to know why you would want to do that?
I haven't played any Pokemon at all.
I mean, I guess if you were continuing to earn XP on a familiar that had maxed out, I could see wanting that XP to not go to waste without you without you having to actually pull out a low weight familiar. But then that's kind of broken. And if it was something that just literally split it, you get one experience per adventure, so it'd be hard to split because it's very atomic. Let's see. Underfoot says, sort of a convoluted question / idea. Please bear with me. What do you think of some mechanism for putting enchantments into items? I'd limit it to items that don't already have enchantments, like from the Armory and Leggery. And yeah, this sort of retreads ground already covered by the sticker tome. The problem is with that is that the same problem with a lot of suggestions from people who don't necessarily understand the technical limitations of the way that we do things on the back end. It is, in order for you to say, like, all right, I'm going to take this sword and I'm going to put an enchantment on this sword. That sword needs to have, like, a unique identity in the database. And as it stands now, it doesn't. If you have two such swords, all you have is a row and a table that's, like, the ID number of this sword and then a quantity two. So there's no way to tell, like, which one would have this enchantment on it. The way that we get around that with the sticker tome is by making it so, you know, there's these things, fairly limited. There's one item that you can put them on. You can only ever get one of those items, and it's a quest item, and it's not tradable and that kind of thing. So, yeah. That's how that works. But it's cool, and, you know, if we had another game to make, we would do so where items had an identity and could get some enchantments on them and stuff, and you could even change the name of them, or you could take them to Charcy, and she would hit them with her malice, which is not actually a word, and then you would get a rare version of that item with some crazy random enchantments on them. And then you could do 500 Stones of Jordan. Mr. Jiffy says, obligatory Hobobbles VIP question. Also, thanks for the trader. Well, you're welcome, and one of these days, I think somebody produced a suggestion the last time I was on the radio with Hot Stuff that we were okay with about where to put the Hobobbles VIP furniture. It was pretty cool.
Excellent.
Jesus is a Girl wrote, content suggestion, polo shirts that you can layer up to four or so. Each color adds different elemental damage. However, every time you add a shirt, your moxie is reduced. I don't really get that.
I guess that's one of the things that frat boys do now, is layer polo shirts.
Like that. Really? Like, wear more polo shirt?
Yeah, I've never actually seen it done, but when we were in Boston hanging out with our friend Sam, remember from that we went to college with, and, you know, he was talking about how he would go to frat parties and that he would have to wear, you wear like three different colored pastel polo shirts with the collars all popped, and that, I don't know, it's like a peacock's feathers that just, you know, brings in the sorority girl trim.
Wow. That's awful. You know what I've seen here is a lot of, like, t-shirt, then hoodie, then leather jacket. And it kind of makes me wish I had brought my Phlogiston for Life hoodie, because I could rock that style. I hung on to my leather jacket until it became trendy again. Funny is that it wasn't trendy when I got it.
It's weird, though, that... So, like, last year, I wore my hoodie and my leather jacket quite a bit, just because I didn't have a jacket of the right weight to wear, like, heavier than a leather and not as heavy as a parka kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore that a lot, and I kind of felt like I looked like a hobo. And then this season, they're selling leather jackets with things zipped into them to look like you're wearing a hoodie under them.
Oh.
So I guess enough people were doing that to, like, we'll just make that fashionable now.
Huh. I mean, it's kind of, like, even though I tend to spend my winters in the worst possible climates, I've never really had more than the leather jacket. Like, I guess I own a winter coat for, like, skiing, but I don't think I would ever wear it, like, out. I don't know. I don't even really need any more than this jacket. It's just that, like, yeah, you know, that would be warm. And it would be a way to wear a white hoodie without being wearing a white hoodie.
Yeah.
You know, just having a white hood.
You know, more of your outfit,
like, another,
should have
another
a white
good
hood.
Way of wearing a white hood would be to, you know, maybe join the Ku Klux Klan.
That's what I'm saying.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying, you know, all of your outfits should have a white hood. But, you know, to match the hood, it should be... I was going to work up to the Klan costume, but you went there real quick, so I wasn't able to just scoop you on.
Sorry, I got excited. It's been a while since I've made a joke about the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
St. Doodle says, super excited to hear about the tavern revamp. Any further info on a timeline? Any info on a Dungeons of Doom and or Hidden Temple revamp? No. You know, we will sell no wine before it's time. Mm. We will capitulate to no whining before it. Some of the tavern revamp one day, I just was like, yeah, I'm going to work on the tavern revamp for a while. Wrote some script. It's in Rot 13. That would be obnoxious as shit.
Hmm.
Yeah. You could just pipe everything you say through Route 13. But that would, I don't know. The Jaw Bruiser, under normal operating conditions, is dangerously close to being spam. Something that let you talk in Route 13 would be entirely spam.
If we're going to do it, we should definitely make it a curse item.
Yeah. The decoder ring does it for K-mails, I think. Yeah. I don't remember where that ring came from. McPhee's, maybe. I
think so.
Underfoot says, follow-up. Have you considered giving any other items the ability except bedazzlement? I know mechanically it'd probably be a pain. Yeah, I mean, it would basically be impossible. I suppose you could do, like, another item. And no. If it was another item that you only had one of, you know, you could potentially put different stickers on it. It wouldn't be that hard to expand it. I mean, it would just basically be as though we had six stickers, you know. But Lady J says, I would love to see entire display case shelves be easily rearranged. I think it would really make display cases much more enjoyable. Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Is everybody wrong, or?
No, I mean, it's just, I don't have a good idea of what people want that interface to look like. Hmm. You know, CD Moyer's back to doing miscellaneous random interface wizardry. You guys will have some exciting shit pretty soon. Maybe tonight. You know, maybe I'll talk to him and see if he wants to roll this stuff he's been working on out tonight, because it's pretty cool. Hmm. Pretty convenient. Takes the place of some popular Grease Monkey scripts.
Does it break some popular Grease Monkey scripts too? Because people love that.
Probably, yeah.
Good.
I did some of that the other. Tanzanapfel says, oh, and thanks for adding German stuff finally. Yeah, it's almost German. I do like the idea of a book called To Serve Man Cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you Manchesian if you come from Manchester? Or are you Manchurian?
Yes, you're Manchurian.
You're Manischewitz. What do you...
Man.
Now, what is that thing? There's some place in England that you can be from, and then it... Glaswegian?
Yeah, well, like, if you're from Liverpool, you're a Liverpudlian.
A Liverpudlian?
Yeah.
And if you're from Glasgow, you're a Glaswegian.
We decided that if you're from Minneapolis, you're a Minneapolitan.
Minneapolitan?
Uh-huh.
If you're from Minneapolis, you're a mini driver.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they don't have that, because there's Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnetrista, Minnetonka, Minnehaha. You'd think there would be a mini mouse or a mini driver in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Minnetonka.
That is a tiny
toy truck. It's a mini Tonka. Is Minnetonka named after some Native Americans?
I think so.
Kellenvor says, question for radio show. Is there any thought of doing a Mr. Store item that is dwelling related this year? I don't know. What would a dwelling related Mr. Store item be like?
The trick is, like, it would have to be something that kicked out furniture, I guess, rather than just being a dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
Because either we would, if we did just a dwelling, it would have to be something that either came back every time you ascended or didn't get destroyed on ascension.
So, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There are issues there.
I kind of like the category, the campground items being a sort of another category of stuff that's like sort of consumable. You know, I know people don't like losing them because they stick around for a long time, but like, you know, you could apply the same argument to a lot of things, like potions or combat items or whatever.
Yeah.
Terrible says, last year was a great year for world events. Rocks, Arborween, Crimbonade. Oh, the lemonade, Crim Phenomenon. Please continue to do world events this year as well. Yeah, I always like doing world events, although I don't know that people didn't like the rock event. I guess some people did. Harbor Ween, I feel like we did a really good job with.
Yeah, that was a pretty solid win. Crimbonade was just kind of part of the Crimbo event. It might have... I guess it might have felt different because it was different than the rest of it, but the idea was, hey, why don't we kick off Crimbo this year with something that is a different kind of gameplay. Terrible kind of gameplay that'll piss people off. That was the plan.
I mean, I guess it does kind of... It was a lot more similar to something like the Observatory than it was to something like any previous Crimbo, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean... But, I mean, what that also points out that we can do stuff like that, you know? Like, new world event content doesn't have to be like zones and monsters and whatnot. We can do whatever we want because we're creative individuals. Marcis says, will there ever be a place other than the clown area to get boxes? When I'm looking for box, I look no further than clowns in every possible world. So no. Hedonia says, is there any way we can get a multiple use on Pulverize so we can smash more than one thing at once? Can't you already smash more than one thing at once?
I thought.
I could have sworn. I don't know. Let's look. Let's play the game. Man, this internet is slow. Smith stuff. I think I might have accidentally taken away all of my skills. Yep, I believe that I did. Anyway. I'd be surprised if you couldn't smash multiple.
Yeah.
Hawkthorne says, most of the recent new skills have had at best marginal utility. Is this due to fears of power creep or difficulties coming up with new skill ideas? No, it's... I mean, I think it's due to failure of the imagination of the player base. Now, I mean, a lot of existing skills had marginal utility. Sometimes they're just flavors. Sometimes they're just a thing that you can do, right? Like, sometimes they're something to be entertaining to the new kids, and they think, oh, this seems really cool. You know, like, new players, they're like, ooh, the Gru, it's so easy to win fights now, you know? And the Gru would be described by people who know what they're talking about as having marginal utility, but it's, like, still a thing that people get and they're excited about. You know? Don't be so sure that being in the position you're in, where things aren't cool and new and fun anymore, is the best position to be in, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Severus says, how come no one talks about the ghost pickle on a stick anymore? Also, I recently finished a run where I always had a mayfly bait necklace equipped and only used a ragamuffin as a familiar. It was quite fun. Attack familiars, especially that one, are surprisingly useful, and I loved the mayfly bait. I have no idea why everyone was hating on it. It's not that everyone was hating on it. You know, I think there are a lot of people that play with it, and it's fun. And, you know, it's like you just proved my point about combat familiars, which is weird, because I hadn't read that question when I answered the previous question. Some people like combat familiars, and, it, you know, in a way, it gives us some freedom, because, like, a combat familiar or a combat item that does damage is, like, never going to be optimal, so we can, like, basically do all kinds of shit with it. And we end up sort of screwing ourselves over because of, like, the divine combat items made it really difficult for us to do anything resembling, like, a challenging boss fight in high-level content without explicitly dealing with the fact that we had created these opportunities for people to just do, you know, hundreds of thousands of damage with a very, very cheap consumable. But then when, you know, when we talk about, the divine combat items are too powerful, everybody's like, shut up, homo, you don't know what you're talking about, you big dummy. That's the exact voice that they use.
I would hope so.
Weird. Spleen Master requests that we make the MCD and equivalent settable via chat macro. That should be feasible. I'm going to put that in our list of things to buy a pizza for. How we looking on a medium to long length music break, Mr. Stellhead?
I've got 19 minutes of music queued up at the moment. I can start playing it now if you'd like.
You want to do a 19-minute music break? Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah, that's fine. All right, we'll see you in 19 minutes and 11 seconds, folks.
Sweet.
before dawn. Please don't drive me home. Please don't take me. This is where the helicopters came to take me away. This is where the children used to play. This is only half a mile away from the attack. This is where my life changed in a day, and then it changed back. Explosions. I do my best to synthesize the sounds of my emotions. This is where the Allies bomb the school, they say by mistake. And nobody takes me for a fool, just for a fake. Forget. It's hard to sympathize with all this devastation. Hopping round from side to side like tourists on vacation. It's only half a month away, the media's gone. An entertaining scandal broke today, but I can't move on. I'm haunted by a story and I do my best to tell it. Can't even give this stuff away, why would I sell it? Singer.
do a bet.
Yeah?
We are.
Whether you don't want to like be my not. Monkey Ranch, huh?
Yeah, there's something about that song. Something that I like and continue to reference in our game.
Is that the Foo Fighters?
It is indeed.
Mm. Mancunian, says Stu Alexander.
Mancunian, eh?
Mancunian, Liverpudlian, Glaswegian. But swan, then just swan, like, hummingbird.
Just like a Londoner, I think.
London Calling. Hey, I've been watching some more Buffy again, finally.
Oh yeah? How's that going?
I'm like a third of the way through the last season, I think, at this point. Maybe more than a third. Maybe closer to half. Some shit just exploded.
So you've seen Captain Mal show up?
No.
What season are you on?
Seven.
Season seven? You haven't seen Nathan Fillion yet?
No.
Well, he'll be showing up directly.
There was just a big explosion at the very end of the last episode that I watched.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty cool. It seems like, you know, it seems like shit's gearing up to get really horrible.
Right.
Although I guess the Big Bad was referred to in some random episode about Christmas trees earlier in the series.
Yeah, the first evil thing that tried to drive Angel insane in an episode.
Yeah, I don't know. It came up, and she was like, "I know what we're facing. I've seen these guys before." And then Hot Stuff was all, "Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember how cool it is? This reference, how cool? Do you remember? Do you remember?" And I'm like, "No." And then he explained it to me. And I'm like, "I still don't remember." And like, what the fuck. Like, it kind of makes me feel like, oh, let's just pick something and then refer back to that, as opposed to like, ooh, let's do a really ominous foreshadowing of something that we're gonna do in 4 years or whatever. You know, it's like they should have picked something that was more ominous. Yeah, I don't know. I'm enjoying it, though.
Yeah. After the last one, like, so Willow pretty much became the most powerful thing in the universe, and they still took her out, so where do you go from there? And if you know you're in your last season, like, well, this is just the anthropomorphic embodiment of evil. It's just pure evil. That's what we're fighting this time.
I mean, it needs to be vampires, right? If it's a song called Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right, just like she took out the most powerful vampire ever in season one. Presumably.
Yeah.
That dude. So, hey, you know, and then her boyfriend turned evil and he was the most powerful vampire and she took him out, so after a while.
Yeah, and then so they made a robot out of it was the thing that was half zombie, half robot.
Right.
And then there was that obnoxious woman who couldn't act. The villain for that season was the worst actress in the universe.
See, I liked her quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that was bad acting. That was she was supposed to talk like kind of a Cordelia as a god, you know?
Uh-huh. I forgot about Cordelia. I'd blocked that character out of my memory completely. I guess I'm gonna have to watch fucking Angel.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. I mean, I wanna know what happened. It's only five seasons, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll probably only take me a year and a half to get through it.
Right.
I don't know if I'm ever gonna actually watch Star Trek The Next Generation. As I plan to.
I don't know. Like, we started recording them on the DVR and amassed, like, 120 of them. Mm-hmm. At which point our DVR was full and we couldn't put anything else on there, so we just ended up deleting them all.
Mm-hmm. So, it's good to spend a lot of time recording stuff on a DVR so that you can spend a lot of time deleting it later.
Yep.
That, in my experience, has been the primary use of a DVR.
Especially the way that our DVR's interface works, where to delete something from your recording list takes 3 clicks per...
Yeah.
You have to push 3 different buttons instead of, like, give me a list of stuff, and I will check all the ones I want deleted, and then delete them.
I could have sworn that in some iteration of the software on the DVRs that Cox was giving out here, there was a way to do that. Like a mass delete. But maybe I saw that when I was messing with somebody's TiVo once. Because I never found it again.
Yeah.
De Exorcist says, can you make a wanted list allowing other players bounties for killing dungeon bosses for you? I've had a slime tomb open for months because I'm not powerful enough for Mother Slime. That's the kind of thing where I feel like we really want people to have to talk to each other to do that, yeah. Right? I feel like there's got to be a forum thread right now that is like, I'll kill Mother Slime for you for X amount of money or whatever, or, you know, in exchange for the drops or something. And rather than in the game us turning it into a thing where you're basically just like hitting a button and then another player is hitting a button in lieu of actually you interacting, you can accomplish the same thing just by talking to people. Man, you know, maybe the problem with the internet in this house is that it is buggy, in the sense that it, like everything else in this house, is just covered with fucking ants, like all the time.
Yeah.
They're little, so they crawl on you and you can't really feel it, and so that's like, I would much prefer that. Like, I woke up the other day and my bed was filled with ants. Like, what the fuck were they doing there?
I think that would have prompted me to immediately seek other accommodations.
Really? I mean, it's just ants, you know? Like, they weren't here to begin with, and that, like, you know, it's like, I feel like, oh, we've got ants because we are unclean in the kitchen or whatever, because that's the situation that I've been in the past, but we're totally not. Right. Like, I've stopped routinely getting ants places because I am a much more fastidious person than I was, like, 10 years ago, right? So it's not like I just left a cookie laying around, and now the apartment is filled with ants. Yeah, but, seriously, what the fuck do ants want in the bedroom? I've never had any food in there.
They want your seed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're trying to take it back to impregnate the queen?
Yeah, and raise an entire race of mutant people ants.
God, that would rule. I'm telling
you, fucking ants, man.
Imagine me, but I could lift 100 times my body weight.
Can't you?
Well, only when it is my penis.
Right. Only if you're in orbit.
In orbit.
Weightless.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can lift any number of times. Body weight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're not really lifting it.
What are you doing with it?
Well, you'd be moving it around. You're not overcoming gravity with it, right?
That's true.
You're not giving it any additional potential energy. I've started putting links to Radio KOL in the Twitter announcements, and I don't know if that makes it so anybody else listens to Radio KOL or not. Do you know what the listener numbers have been like lately? I never pay any attention. I don't even know where to go to see how many people are listening to the stream live.
They never... The Radio KOL homepage will tell you how many are on the 64K.
Yeah.
There are 104 out of 150 on the 64K.
Yeah, 104 people. I haven't looked at the weblogs on seeing how many. It's also weird that people can get the podcast from both the podcast site on apple.mac and from our archive. So it's like sort of impossible to tell how many people listen to these things.
It looks like there are 17 people on the 24K.
Oh, man! We don't draw the crowds we used to, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to be funnier. Maybe we should get breast implants.
Maybe people need to be more accepting of us for who we are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe we should try our damnedest to be more like Morgan Spurlock. More a lot people listen to him.
That's true. I'm going to eat nothing but Nerds candy for an entire month. Just to see what happens.
That would be fucking terrible. I guess you'd survive.
Barely.
Would you get to at least eat different flavors?
Yeah, so, you know, you'd... What did you have for breakfast? Raspberry. Delicious. You know, maybe I would allow myself to have Fun Dip on occasion.
Right. Are you allowed to have other nerds Nerds branded candy, like the Nerds rope.
The Nerds rope would probably provide some much needed roughage.
Yeah.
That's like licorice, right? Licorice is...
Yeah, it's like licorice in the middle, yeah. Which is made from anise, which is an herb. Right. And it's totally not made from anise, if it's...
And sounds suspiciously like anus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the,
I can never remember if you love or hate black licorice.
I love black licorice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to hate it, and now I'm just sort of indifferent. Hmm.
I think that's one of those, like, maturing palate things, where black licorice has kind of a... an almost bitterness, weirdness to it that's something other than just sweet.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I never used to like it, but I can't get enough of it now. And I used to eat only milk chocolate, and now I can barely eat milk chocolate at all.
Oh, right, in favor of dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is bitterer. I mean, do you think it's... I wonder if bitter stuff actually gets more appealing to you as you get older, or if you just become... I mean, I get, like... I feel like the act of learning how to drink coffee and the act of learning how to drink beer and the act of, like, learning how to drink tea to a lesser extent, like... convince you that, oh, you know what, when stuff's bitter, it's worth eating it anyway.
Right.
Because eventually there will be a big payoff. Maybe not. Been eating a lot of delicious food since I got here. Had some delicious Indian food last night.
Mm.
San Francisco is like a real city, man.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I miss about... or don't miss, that I wish that Minneapolis had as a characteristic of a city. It's like lots of restaurants that deliver things to you and are open late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've yet to get any food delivered here. There is just so much stuff within walking distance, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Psycho person had written at a radio bugbear. I wish I could choose the gender of my familiar. Do you think you can make that so? No. Mr. Skullhead gets to choose the gender of familiars.
Yep.
Raymond Kinger says, will you guys accept NZD via snail mail? If by NZD you mean New Zealand dollars, then sure. If by NZD you mean some sort of debilitating and painful terminal illness, then no.
Necrotic zombie dick? I hate it when I get that.
Oh, God, me too. Man. Every once in a while I think about that picture that you found when you were searching for some zombie porn.
Right.
I was just randomly searching for phrases that popped into my head, and I don't know what the phrase was that I searched for, but I linked to this picture that I found in Dev, and it was like it was Asian. I don't know if you'd believe this based on the content that this was, you know, perhaps Japanese in origin, but the name of the picture was something like shitting coming dick nipples. Huh. And it was a picture of a woman with giant breasts coming out from under the, you know, under the lip of her sweater, and on the end of each of the breasts was a big penis instead of a nipple, and one of the penises was ejaculating, and one of them had like a puddle of shit coming out of it.
Huh.
And she was so happy. She had such a big smile on her face.
That's fantastic.
And I wish I remembered what phrase I searched for so that I could burn it out of me. I forget what I was searching for earlier. Egg butt, I think. And that ended up being some sort of British, like, tack or harness device.
The English egg butt snaffle, yeah.
Stu Alexander says, did you know that sex with dead animals is perfectly legal? Yeah.
You would think so.
Not in public, though. I learned that the hard way.
Oh. Okay, so, doing a Google image search for egg butt, you get a bunch of babies with their butts painted like Easter eggs is the first option. Then you have like 8 or 9 pictures of the egg butt snaffle. And then a drawing of an anime girl who's half dragon who's laying eggs out of her butt.
See, all I get is the egg butt snaffle. I don't know what you've been searching for that thinks you want to look at little kids' asses.
I put a space in between egg and butt.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'll I see them now. Yeah,
I'm going to post a link to this full-size.
Thanks for getting me arrested for looking at child pornography.
You know, hey,
did you see where those full-body scanners at airports have been declared illegal in the UK because they violate child porn statutes?
Yeah. Every time I see something about that, like, that's one of the ones that Boing Boing has taken on as a cause that I just am not on board. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. I don't think it's a violation of your privacy if you have to go through one of those things that, like, it looks like one of those 4D sonogram things. Like, anybody who's able to masturbate to that is harder on, you know, harder up than I would, yeah, harder up. But it's just fucking ridiculous. Like, if you don't like it, don't fly on an airplane. I would rather just go to the airport and strip fucking naked and walk through than have to go through half of the crap that we go through.
Yeah. What bothers me about it is not that I think that those things are fine, or that I the thing that outrages me about it is the notion that a picture of someone nude automatically counts as pornography, mm-hmm. which I think is just fucking ridiculous. Like, because it gets to the point where it's like, all right, so if a 15-year-old girl goes to the doctor and he says, all right, I'm going to need you to undress so that I can, you know, evaluate you for potentially life-threatening illnesses. Oh, you're under arrest, doctor, for looking at child pornography because you just saw a 15-year-old girl naked over the course of doing your job. Right? And, like, fuck that. That is crazy nonsense. And I would have thought, you know, that seems like the kind of thing that would happen in the U.S. But, like, the U.K., they seem to not be that freaked out about tits, you know?
Right. I don't know.
Maybe they are. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. But no. I was heartened to see that a judge threw out a case that... So a guy was taking pictures of a nude model in a museum. He's kind of like this gorilla thing where the woman comes in a trench coat and, like, takes off the trench coat and he takes pictures real quick and then she covers back up. And, you know, kind of an art project kind of thing. And she got arrested for indecent exposure. And the defense was that she was in a museum full of art that depicted naked women. And for once, that common sense actually worked. The judge just kind of went, oh yeah, well, that makes sense. Go about your business.
Yeah. Oh man, did you hear about the crazy Craigslist rape thing?
Uh-uh.
You didn't?
No.
Alright, so this guy pretended to be his ex-girlfriend, posted to Craigslist, you know, hey, I have a rape fantasy, I want somebody to come over and hold me a knife point and rape me. And then a guy responded to the email. He pretended to, the original guy pretended to be his ex, like, made all the arrangements, and then the guy went over there and raped this woman at knife point.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck do you do there?
Right.
Right, because, I mean, like, so my take on it is, like, it seems pretty obvious that the guy who set this up needs to do some jail time, right? But technically, I'm not certain that he did something that was against the law.
I would think, you know, so, because if you hired somebody to kill somebody for you.
Yeah. Yeah, really? But I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I know that there is such a crime as, like, conspiracy to commit murder, but I don't know that there is conspiracy to commit rape. But, like, I don't know is it against the law to, like, plan a burglary?
Hmm.
Like, I genuinely do not know. I mean, I feel like it probably shouldn't be, you know? Because, I mean, like, I like to think, like, if I sit around, like, thinking about ways in which I might rob a bank, if I were going to rob a bank, like, I don't feel like that's a crime, right? I don't feel like that should be a crime. And if I just happen to write down my thoughts, I suddenly go to jail for it. Like, that sort of seems like the kind of state that I don't want to live in.
Yeah, I guess you've got the, like, if the ex-boyfriend is going to claim that he never thought anybody would actually do it.
Right. Then... Which he can't, because he, you know, then made specific arrangements with a specific dude to do it.
I think
and that it's if... like, I kind of feel bad for the guy that went over there and did it, right? But it's like partly because nobody is going to come to that guy's defense because it's creepy. Okay. It's the kind of thing that happens all the time voluntarily, like whether it's okay or not, you know, whether the people involved are healthy or not, that is a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Right?
There are people with rape fantasies and there are people, you know, there are people with rape fantasies on both sides, sure.
Right. And it's like, you know, I would be really, I would feel like it was pretty unjust if that guy, like, went to jail and got killed in jail, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would suck. I don't know. Hostos' take was that the first guy should go to jail, the second guy should just get, like, a lot of probation and community service.
Yeah. Like, I kind of feel like it, there's got to be something in the law that, you know, if there's conspiracy to commit murder, then there ought to be. Like, I feel like if you set up a bank robbery with another guy, and you said, hey, do you go in and you pull the gun, and then I'll be outside driving the car, and here's a map of the bank, and here's the time where the tellers aren't going to be paying attention, and so you give this guy all this information, and he goes and robs the bank, and you just never show up, I would hold you responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I genuinely don't know. I don't know. So apparently, I've been shown a headline where a trio was arrested for conspiracy to commit rape. So apparently there is such a charge as conspiracy to commit rape. Hmm. In Florida? Yeah, in Florida there is such a law. Uh-huh. I feel like that's the kind of thing that's going to come up pretty often in Florida. Plus they were like military dudes. I don't know what difference that would make. Let's see. Quick pause says, are Crimbo Trees going to be added to the advanced search menu of clans? Can we expect a new clan dungeon soon? Yes, and not soon, but you can expect one eventually. I think it's already in the list of shit to do for Crimbo whatever's. Psycho Person says, can't feed the mimic roasted marshmallows? Roasted marshmallows are food. And I don't remember what we did with food that was also technically candy. I guess candy canes you can feed it because they're fucking clearly candy. We'd be lying if we said that candy canes were not candy. Do you think a roasted marshmallow counts as candy, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know if there are any other candies that you buy and then cook.
Well, there's fudge.
Yeah, but when you
buy... wait, they make that round the corner.
Right.
Do you not think that jokes about round the corner fudge is made are funny, Mr. Skullhead?
When I was 9, I thought they were hilarious.
Yeah, but you don't think that they're funny now because of when you were 9?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I love the... Oh, come on. Enough, you've changed my mind. That's totally funny now.
Joe Schmo says, why is there only a cold chef staff from Hobopolis? Are you elementist, like racist? No, I'm just regular racist. Were there any, like, clear racial caricatures in Hobopolis?
There was Rastus, the watermelon-eating, chicken-loving Polish guy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. I wonder if the hobo name generator is possible, is capable of coming up with some fundamentally very racist things.
Well, we probably shouldn't have put Jigaboo in there as one of the middle names.
Uh-huh. Linguini Lad says, so when are you going to have Uncle C.D. Moyer on the show? I don't know. Someday maybe C.D. Moyer will come to visit us at some place that we are, and we'll do a radio show with him. He's too nice. I don't think he'd fit in on the radio crowd. Although, no, he gets a little nasty every once in a while. He goes a little nuts in dev. He lets it hang out. He sometimes uncomfortably. Sometimes he goes a little too far.
Sometimes you're like, you know, just tuck that back a little bit. Tuck it back.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, man. Maybe he'd go nuts and he would out filth all of us.
Hmm.
Seal Clubber for life says, some way to kill Uber Hodge without funk slinging? I'm a perma seal clubber. I don't know that we feel like that's a necessary thing. Is there a way to kill Uber Hodgman without funk slinging? I don't think that there is. Maybe you could level up to level 9 million. Maybe you could get a level that was over 9,000. Smashosaurus says, turn left at Sweden. Perhaps that is the advice that you should take, Sealed Bubble for Life. Turn left at Sweden. Learn ancient Swedish techniques for destroying Uberhage. What do they do in Sweden? They massage things?
But do they make chocolate, or is that just the Swiss?
I think it's just the Swiss. And I think it is only female Swiss virgins. What is associated with Sweden? A bikini team?
Yeah.
So there's girls, blonde girls with big boobs. Am I making this up that massage and Sweden are somehow connected?
I've heard of Swedish massage, yeah.
Okay. You've heard one? You've heard one being given to somebody in the next room?
Yeah. A lot of bork, bork, bork.
Oh, yeah. Chefery? Evangeon Q says, the clan basement needs a posting board, a place the clan admin can post rules regarding Hovopolis, and a place players can post their wish list for distribution. Yeah, we keep meaning to put a whiteboard on the wall down there, and, you know, we will one day. I like the way you set up the Crimbo tree to give out weekly presents. Well, thank you. I like the way your name is spelled. Any chance for the next item of the month to be a piece of VIP room furniture? No, but potentially March. That's a plan. Mm-hmm. I think it's mine. Linguini Lad says, hey, did you know we're all related because Uncle C.D. Moyer is everyone's uncle except for his father?
I don't think I understand that.
Yeah. Wait, he's not his own father's uncle? Does that mean he's like his wife's uncle? Because that's creepy. Is he his children's uncle?
Is he his brother's keeper?
Is he his trapper keeper? Razorbell says, quick query about the most recent Crimbo and Trader skill book. Shouldn't Candy Blast, Surge of Icing, and the new Sauce spell be labeled as combat spell rather than combat? Yeah, they should. I need to fix that. Because that is why they are not triggering the Bag of Tricks and some other stuff. That's some things. I believe that this is already in the list of things to fix and shit, but I'm putting it in the list of things to fix and shit. I really need, really very much, to trim that list down. Evangeon Q says, why aren't chat interactive items such as the cream pie, wang, foam dart, etc. usable through the chat use command? Correction, could you add those items to the / use command? Yeah, I believe CD Moyer has already done that on dev. It'll need some testing, I'm assuming, but maybe it'll get out there pretty soon. Man, I found a link today to like this random recipe generator that somebody had written, and it came up with a pretty funny, it's pretty funny if you actually think about the steps of the recipes, because there's a lot of just like, you know, first you microwave some milk and then you throw away an onion. Like, there's a lot of discarding stuff in the middle of the recipe. And it just basically picks some random ingredients and then tells you to apply some random steps to them. And it had a recipe for cream pie that had some pickles and some cod liver oil in it. it bothers me. It bothers me that random stuff, like stuff that its principal property is randomness, is so funny to me. Like, it bothers me that Happy in Paraguay is so funny to me. I watched some of their other stuff today. They put together a new video that was just like some highlights of some random shit that they had laying around that wasn't in the context of any larger Happy in Paraguay-esque project. And there was some more Star Trek The Next Generation stuff, and it was all pretty funny. But they at least have some like consistent stuff that they talk about, so it's, you know, there's more of a story about the way these people's minds work being built up in it than there would be if it literally was just randomness. But like the random recipes, I laughed out loud at the notion of a cream pie with pickles and cod liver oil. And right, it is just random words picked from a list of words. Why is that so funny?
Edgewise prostitute.
It's like fake funny. It's like I'm being injected with a drug that makes everything seem funny rather than actually encountering something that's funny, right?
Sure.
And it's like, it kind of leads you to question. I mean, because I feel like making stuff that's funny is important. Like, it's kind of our careers, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to believe that I don't want to believe that all we're doing is, like, you know, sticking a fork into a particular part of someone's brain. Yeah, I don't know, man. I do not know. Tiki Shaman says, I know it's a few weeks late, but can you guys sing Don Crimbo is Coming to Town for the radio audience? I don't think I know the words to it, Mr. Skeleton. I think you're going to have to sing that yourself.
Well, I'm going to have to get into the item spindler here. I think that's in the Tiny Plastic Don Crimbo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it makes me super self-conscious to sing in front of you, though, because I have to make sure not to sing like a homo.
Like a black woman?
Yeah, or, yeah. Okay, yeah. You better watch out and give some respect. You better pay off your outstanding debts. Don Crimbo is coming to town. You'll find a hobby horse's head in bed when you awake. He'll coat your feet in wet cement and drop you in the lake. You'd better kowtow to his every wish. Better get used to pasta and fish. Don Crimbo is coming to town.
That was a lot of song for one item description.
It was.
Well, it seems like you switched into a different Christmas song for a minute there, though.
Well, there's that middle part. You know, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Yeah, but then it goes on to ba 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 ba. But I think you switched to the. I think you switched into Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows if you've been bad at good. He knows if you're good, for goodness sake. Yeah, screw that.
Because it was when they put it on his head, he began to dance around. That was weird, though.
That it's in the same... That it scans the same.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Maybe all Christmas songs are actually just appendages of the same song in some other dimension. Maybe all songs are just appendages of the same song in some other dimension. Maybe there's only one song.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just the same sad song, but with a different meaning now that you've been gone.
It's true. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, that ended up being kind of a long item description, but when you do a song parody, you want to at least get one verse in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that people... Like, the Kringle's Curative Carol is probably the longest effect description in the game. But I was proud of it.
I don't know that I actually read it. Right.
Oh, well, that one goes, have yourself a cure for all that ails you. Don't stay hurt from fights. When a monster tries to put out all your lights, have
Sweet.
Yourself a cure for all that ails you. When your magic's drained, don't just stand there bleeding, twitching, looking pained. Here we are with a nifty song, rather spiffy song to heal. Now that you've got it in your head, you'll be far from dead, I feel. Through the fights you'll keep regenerating while you're in this mood. Sing it day and night, and if you're really shrewd, you'll have yourself a cure for all that ails you, dude.
You should record a song. I mean, an album of songs. You just recorded a song.
Yeah. I could just That's take the good. Rest
I had of it. I had not read that yet. Huh. I like it.
Why, thank you.
In fact, maybe all of our... Maybe we should switch to, like, Tolkien mode and all of our item and... item effect description should be really, really long songs.
Mm-hmm. I guess that is the entirety of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so hard to stop, you know?
It was good. You know, I really like that song. Of all Christmas songs that exist, like, and I don't know, like, I don't know if I feel like it can actually be evocative in a way that I don't find uncomfortable at all because it's, like, entirely secular.
It's the melody has a sadness in it that keeps it from being too, like, saccharine, I guess. In the movie that it first showed up in, the lyrics are a little bit different, and it's kind of at the darkest point of the movie, and like one of the characters singing it to the other, like, everything sucks right now, but buck up a little bit.
It is kind of sad. Like, what is it musically about it that makes it like that? Because it's not, like, in a minor key.
It's got some accidentals in there, though. Some stuff that's not in the key that it's in.
Yeah.
And some of the intervals that it, you know, like, a seventh interval is going to sound kind of sad. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the original lyric of "For hang a shining star upon the highest bough" is "until then we'll have to muddle through somehow."
Huh.
So it started out as a sad song. Maybe that's it.
But it's got a different meaning now that you've been gone?
No, it's the same old song.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, it's same old song. Same yeah. Sad song is from Radio Song.
Yeah, and Sad Song Say So Much is an Elton John song, I think.
What is it that sings a song sounds like it's singing?
The white-winged dove, maybe? Mm-hmm.
The 2000 Flushes.
I always thought that was such a dumb song, though. Like, it sings a song and it sounds like it's singing.
Uh-huh.
Like it would if it were singing a song.
Right. Walks to town just like it's walking.
Mm-hmm.
Castrates a sheep by biting off its testicles just like it's castrating a sheep.
What?
So, no, I was listening to, that's how they do it. I was listening to the Adam Carolla podcast that Mike Rowe is on, which, if, like, it was on a best of over Christmas while they weren't doing any new ones, but, like, if, to our listeners, anybody who, like, even if you don't necessarily like Adam Carolla, if you only listen to a handful of Adam Carolla podcasts, listen to that one, because, like, Mike Rowe is just a really awesome guy. And, like, he was basically talking about, like, on Dirty Jobs, going to this place where they castrated sheep. And he had, like, looked it up. He had, like, you know, checked with, like, PETA and stuff to figure out, like, how is this supposed to be happening? Like, what should I be on the lookout for? Like, what, you know, what is it like when you castrate sheep? And they're like, well, you know, you put a rubber band around their nutsacks, and then it slowly, you know, just kills it off, and they fall off, and then it's painless and doesn't leave any open wounds or anything. And then he gets there, and the guy's like, all right, this is how we castrate sheep. And then he, like, nicks the sheep's nutsack and bites its nuts off.
Wow.
And so he just tells a story about how he's like, whoa, seriously, what the fuck? He's like, you're supposed to be putting, like, a rubber band thing around them, and the guy's like, well, we can do that if you want. And then they do that. They put the rubber band around one of them, and it's just, like, stumbling around in agony trying to get at the thing and just, like, unable to walk because it's in so much pain. And then he's like, how long does this take? Like, a few days. And meanwhile, the one that they bit the nuts off of was, like, running around playing.
Huh.
He's like, yeah, so that's... I thought that was a good story. Because I like stories about biting nuts, you know?
Right. Why the biting, though? That's the confusing thing. Like, surely there ought to be a tool.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's confusing.
I mean, because they did use a tool to open the scrotum. They did not bite open the scrotum.
Well, yeah, that would just be silly.
I mean, maybe they're tasty. I don't know. You know, maybe it's so they can both enjoy it. Apple Hat says, Apple Hat for half price. Can you make rats work the same difficulty for everyone, regardless of the number of ascensions? Yeah, you know, the reason that Ratsworth got harder as you ascended was because he was introducing that particular aspect of, like, we'd had this idea that all of the bosses that you fight in NS11 prior to the Naughty Sorceress should introduce you to one of the things that the Naughty Sorceress had going for her as a special ability, and she doesn't really have Ratsworth's abilities anymore. So I don't know. You know, I tried to reevaluate Ratsworth and add some new shit, some new dimensions to that fight, and then it ended up being all not really accomplishing anything and frustrating, and nobody could agree on anything, and it was all like, I got all emo and started crying. Mm. It's just, this is bad news, man.
Yeah.
Evangeion Q had said this before, which is the baby gravy fairy that you sell in your store would be much better at 1/5 its current size. That way it could be used as a D&D miniature. I would argue that it could still be used as a D&D miniature at its current size, and that you need to create more campaigns in which your players encounter the legend of the giant mushroom fairy.
Mm-hmm. I think that we should turn all four of those into hero clicks.
Oh, yeah.
People still play hero clicks, right?
I don't know if people still play hero clicks or not. They still join hero clicks, like the Justice League of America.
Right.
or the cast of Heroes. I still never did watch any Heroes.
It is really strange to the cognitive dissonance of watching Heroes and then reading people talking about it. Because I watched last night's episode and went, oh, that was really cool. There are some things about it that weren't great, but overall it was really neat, and I like the way they're going with this season and good stuff. And then I go online to read about it and like, and they did this and that sucked, and they did this and that sucked. God, when is this show just gonna fucking die? And it's from somebody who's watched every single episode of the show thus far.
Right.
It just,
I'll tell you, I watched the first episode of Lost, and it did not make me want to watch any more episodes of Lost. Like, at all. I don't know. I watched it on a friend's Roku, and what it did do was kind of made me want to get a Roku.
Oh, yeah, the little Roku box thing?
Yeah.
Can't the Xbox do... Well, I mean, like, Xbox can do streaming Netflix.
Yes, it can, but only on the television that it is plugged into.
True.
So I was thinking about, because like, basically, I had a TV in my room, and now that I don't have cable anymore, there's just nothing, you know, there's nothing to do with it.
Right.
So I was thinking about getting the Roku for that, just so that I could watch streaming Netflix stuff as I was going to sleep. Although maybe I should just read books, you know?
Hmm.
Maybe not having a TV in my room would not be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, you know, I'm cheating on that considerably, because I was going to say, well, I don't have a TV in my room, but I do have a computer in my room, so whenever we feel like watching something before we go to bed, it's pretty easy to do.
Right. Rickett says, when do you think The Simpsons stopped being good? I don't know if I think it stopped being good. It was weird. The Overthinking It podcast... this week was apparently, it came on right after the 20th anniversary Simpsons show, and so I really need to, I fell asleep in the middle of listening to it last night, and I really need to listen to the second half of it again, but it was pretty interesting, like, hearing these guys talk about The Simpsons. That's a good podcast, available online at overthinkingit.com. Riff's blog also, I don't know if Riff wrote anything about The Simpsons or not, but his blog is available online at minimumsafedistance.org. This has been 10 dozen minutes. Product placement and website listings.
My baby's blog is available at oliver.knight. Oliver.knight.
Oliver.knight.
What is it? Oliver.knight.blogspot.com.
Are you warning passing ships about the bear again?
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be... There is at least like a robot chicken segment in that joke.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's not like an entire comedy skit, but like, yeah, I don't know.
Because there are two ways you can go. Like, either they stay away because they fear there's a bear there and then the ship sinks and that's kind of funny, or they're like, they're probably just screwing up SOS and so they go and get eaten by a Spanish bear.
Right, or the people giving it out, rather than the rescue ship arrives, but then it is full of bears who eat them.
Oh, yeah. So there are multiple. Yeah, make that happen.
Yeah.
Seth Green. I'm pretty sure listens to our podcast. Call him.
We're somebody who works for us has got to be friends with Seth Green, right? We're cool.
Yeah. I think maybe if we go through Nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's buddies with one of the numerous celebrities that Nightmare has befriended and or had sex with.
Oh, I don't know if Nightmare listens or not, so I'll do this. I'll say somewhere else, but thank you to Nightmare for the box full of Christmas cookies.
I didn't get a box full of Christmas cookies.
Oh, I did.
Oh, the office got a box full of Christmas cookies while I wasn't there. Well, what a bunch of bullshit.
There were lots of fragments of gingerbread men with like red icing around where the limbs had broken off.
Yeah, I got one of those I got one of those last year. You know what though, Nightmare, because I know you're listening, why don't you just send me some of the cookies that you've kept for yourself, because you don't need them because you're already really fat, dude. Yeah.
Oh, and thanks to Karoo for sending us soap.
Oh yeah, we got a bunch of soap from Karoo too.
I think
we both Hot Stuff and I, like, we're not like the most masculine dudes on earth, but neither of us neither of us has any use for soap with glitter in it. So those we re-gifted.
You know, all the...
gal we know.
All of the 10-year-old girls that you lure into the office for whatever nefarious purposes, you could probably give it to them.
Yeah, no. We found the glitter soap, Holmes. You know, maybe...
Did you, essay?
macaroni grill. Maybe I should use soap with glitter in it, because maybe it would cause me to... Maybe going out in public now, covered with glitter, would cause a bunch of high school girls to be very attracted to me because they thought that I was some sort of vampire.
Yeah, you get high school girls and you'd get their moms.
Sweet. At the same time? Because that'd be hot.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. That could happen. Ugh.
Whoa, Stu Alexander wrote, as I was saying that, or use it, pretend to be a Twilight vampire, and nail some impressionable age 14 to 17 girls.
Right.
Huh. Jowlin said the first episode of Lost was absolutely horrible to him as well. He decided to stick with it, and it turned out to be okay. I didn't think it was horrible. I was just like, oh, what is that thing in the woods? I don't care. It was like, okay, so they're foreshadowing some things, and they're just not foreshadowing them in a way that makes me at all interested. I don't know, maybe I'm just disillusioned. Maybe I'm just burned out on culture.
I'm just going to wait.
To hang up my horse.
Hang up your horse?
Yeah.
Just don't put it away wet.
Because I clearly don't know anything about phrases.
Right. I'm just going to wait until Lost is over. And then somebody will tell me if it was worth it or if it was a colossal waste of time.
Yeah.
Because if somebody says, like, yeah, it really ended with even more questions than it answered, and the fantastic ambiguous ending, like, fuck that. I have no interest in watching an entire TV series that's going to end in a question mark.
Right. But that said, I mean... I don't know. I mean, so I feel like I could have used several Stephen King books that I otherwise really liked to end with a little more of a question mark than they ended with, right?
Well, yeah, he's kind of a... His weakness is thinking everyone lives in a castle and writing endings.
Right. And you know, I still recommend the Dark Tower series to people, even though I don't particularly feel like books... 5 and 6 were worth reading. And 7, there were definitely some... There was nothing in the first 3, or even the first 4, that I would have just characterized as dumb. Yeah. And there was stuff in the 7th book that I thought was pretty dumb. But, yeah, I don't know.
The last couple of books were kind of him taking a victory lap while masturbating. But I was kind of okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would rather have what we have than for him to have died without finishing the series, I guess.
I thought the ending was very satisfying.
No, so did personally. I liked the ending. I am not one of those people that had a problem with the ending at all. I just had a problem with the sort of failure of the second half of the series to deliver on the promises of the first half.
Ah, I see.
And I think... that part of it is the wasteland, especially like the portions of the wasteland that take place in Ludd are really just the most sort of like hauntingly atmospheric scenes from a book that I can think of ever reading. Mm-hmm. Right. And it is because you don't know the story. Right. And the more you find out about the story, as opposed to just seeing more stuff in there. I mean, it's not like he actually moves on and then explains what happened to the whole world. Right. Like, yeah. It's just like, I feel like there was this buildup, you know, that it went like, all right, so it's kind of Western. And now it's like, whoa, what the fuck? A robot. And then it's like, wait a minute. What are they? It's like a city. What the hell is going on with this world? And then it's like, oh, right. Western wizard. The end.
Right.
You know, like, Yeah, I don't know. Stupid train. Stupid dresses.
So with a... I think we can end the show with a question mark.
If we can.
We can say, I don't know what the deal was with the end of the Dark Tower series.
Or we I very much liked. I very much liked the end. I am not one of those people that thought the end was bad. You know, and as it got more and more inevitable as I was reading, I was like, oh man, yeah. Right, but
yeah. All right. Well, good night, everybody. We'll be doing Tuesday night shows for the foreseeable future. And the reason why the show had to move was my wife is taking a class, and I would have been alone with the baby and the radio show, and then the radio show would just have been me messing with the baby. So we're going to do that, and we'll see when the class is over whether we want to change it or not. But until then, we'll see you in a week.
I wouldn't have been messing with your baby until such time as your baby is old enough to get high, and then I will wait until he gets high and then mess with him.
All right. Oh, I thought you were going to get him high.
No.
Oh, well, you're welcome to.
All right. Well, good enough. I will remember that you said that and present it as evidence.
In court.
If it ever comes up.
Conspiracy to commit dubage. Good night, everybody.
First time.